This is North Shore Today for Thursday, December 15, 2022. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Windy today with occasional rain, temperatures in the low 40s. The town of Saugus is in the process of approving pot dispensaries. The Daily Item is reporting that the Select Board expects about 20 applications, and as a result of a recent zoning change, a dispensary could be located on Route 1. A Danvers man is calling for local businesses to support the return of an MBTA bus stop in Danvers Square. The Salem News is reporting that George Saluto says that the MBTA could be influenced to return the former bus route that made stops in Danvers Square, Salem Depot, Peabody Square, Liberty Tree Mall, and the North Shore Mall. A truck crash on Route 114 in Peabody yesterday morning disrupted traffic for commuters. According to a report in the Salem News, the 24-year-old driver of the truck from Lawrence will be charged with several driving violations, including being under the influence of drugs. Lynn officials are introducing to the community the three finalists this week, seeking to become the next school superintendent. Today, residents will have a chance to meet Dr. Yvonne Alvarez. Details on her appearances are posted below on our North Shore Today post. My Brother's Table in Lynn has been providing free meals to those in need in Lynn for 40 years. Executive Director Diane Hills explains the role the organization plays in the city.
There is no way that this would have lasted as long as it has, or that we'd be able to get the work done or make it through the pandemic serving over a million meals without this community embracing us and really, you know, helping us get this work done. And I guess I would add to that, the work isn't done yet. You know, the economic impacts of the pandemic are still affecting a lot of people in the city of Lynn, and you know, we continue to need people's help, and we're extremely grateful for it as well.
On the right side of our website, we do have a banner posted for our visitors to donate online to My Brother's Table. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And on behalf of my brothers, Michael and Jack, and all of us who work at Moynihan Lumber, I want to wish all of those listening a very Merry Christmas.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics will host the Magic on Friday in their next game. Bruins back in action tonight against the Kings at the Garden. Patriots play in Las Vegas against the Raiders on Sunday at 4. Patriots coach Bill Belichick.
Two very, very explosive players offensively and a great quarterback. Obviously, a good offensive system. And defensively, you know, well put together scheme with Coach Graham. Don't give up many big plays. One of the best in the league at that. Obviously, you have two elite pass rushers and a lot of other experienced players.
Patriots are working out this week in Arizona. High school hockey from last night. Marblehead shut out Gloucester 4-0. Other winners included Swampscott, St. John's Prep, Essex Tech, Hamilton Wenham, St. Mary's, and North Reading. Girls hockey winners, Marblehead, St. Mary's, Masconomet, and Beverly. Linfield hockey did not play last night, but their coach John Gardner in his 10th year tells us about Linfield hockey.
Drew Damiani and Lucas Cook, both defensemen, both very different type of defensemen. Drew, obviously, 50 points. I got to find out a confirmation. That's got to be a school record.
Wow.
I don't even know how many defensemen I've ever heard of in the Commonwealth getting 50.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, obviously very dynamic, obviously very offensive, very good defensively, too, because he's just so fast, quick, and smart. He gets to the puck. He kills penalties on his own by just puck retrieval, send it 200. Lucas is big, strong meat eater.
Linfield hockey coach John Gardner. Don't forget, the Sports Desk shows are up today. That's the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk and the North Shore Sports Desk with Nick and Nick. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.